Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, October 24th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Microsoft has announced a $5 billion investment in digital infrastructure, skilling, and cybersecurity in Australia to help the nation expand its hyperscale cloud computing and AI infrastructure over the next 2 years. Microsoft is working with TAFE NFW towards establishing a Microsoft Data Center Academy in Australia. The company will also extend its global skills programs to help more than 300,000 Australians gain the capabilities they need to thrive in a cloud and AI-enabled economy. Password Manager 1Password has announced that on September 29th, the company detected suspicious activity on its Okta instance used to manage employee-facing apps. The company immediately terminated the activity, investigated, and found no compromise of user data or other sensitive systems. Working with Okta, it was confirmed that the threat actor gained unauthorized access to its customer support case management system and from there viewed files uploaded by some Okta customers. Reuters is reporting that chipmaker NVIDIA has begun designing CPUs that will run Microsoft's operating systems and use technology from ARM. The new pursuit is part of Microsoft's effort to help chip companies build ARM-based processors for Windows PCs, taking aim at Apple, which nearly doubled its market share in 3 years since releasing its own ARM-based chips in-house for Macs. In other chip news, Qualcomm Snapdragon 8 Gen 3 will likely be announced this week. The chip will first be used in Samsung's upcoming Galaxy S24 and will support some handy and creative AI camera tools, including the ability to remove objects from videos, expand areas of a photo, and generate fake backgrounds. Updates that go beyond AI include a 30% faster CPU, a 25% faster GPU, support for 240 frames per second gaming, improved ray tracing, night vision video capture, Dolby HDR photo capture, and 5G advanced support. After first rolling out Passkey for its web experience earlier this month, Amazon is launching Passkey support for its online site and mobile apps. Customers can log into Amazon using just their device's biometrics and start shopping without the need to enter a password or follow through with two-factor authentication. You can set up Passkey support by visiting your account settings, clicking Login and Security, and using the Setup button next to Passkey. The U.S. Senate's second AI Insight Forum takes place today, and ahead of the meetings, data workers sent a letter to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer demanding Congress guard against a dystopian future of surveillance and low wages for people in charge of training AI algorithms. Over 20 guests, including tech leaders Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, investor Mark Andreessen, and executives from Stripe and Micron are expected to join the meeting, as well as advocates from the NAACP and AFL-CIO. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission is planning to hire at least one child psychologist who can guide it to work on internet regulation, according to Democratic Commissioner Alvaro Bedoya. FTC Chair Linda Cohn backs the plan, which Bedoya hopes can become a reality by next fall, though the commission does not yet have a firm timeline. FTC spokesperson Douglas Farrar stated, "Our plan is to hire one or more child psychologists to help us assess the mental health impacts of what children and young people do online. We are currently exploring next steps, including how many to hire and when." Google disabled live traffic maps in Israel and Gaza following a request from the Israel Defense Forces ahead of an expected ground invasion into Gaza. A Google spokesperson said the company has disabled live traffic updates for Israel and Gaza in Maps and Waze, as it has done previously in conflict situations and in response to the evolving situation in the region. People can still use Maps and Waze to get route and ETA information that take current traffic conditions into account. They just won't be able to see real-time traffic data in apps as they could in the past. And finally, Automattic, the company behind WordPress.com, has announced that it is acquiring Text, a universal messaging service that allows you to log into WhatsApp, Instagram, LinkedIn, Signal, iMessage, and more, and respond to all your messages in one place. Automattic has agreed to acquire the $15 per month beeper alternative for $50 million, adding a third pillar of texting to the company's main areas of publishing and commerce. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.